怎么感谢主？今天我不知道得了加尔文多少的帮助。
Thank the Lord, we don't know how much we have been helped by Calvin.
有人能告诉我们说加尔文的解释一点不会错吗？
But can someone say that Calvin's explanations are not wrong?
我们得了马丁路德不知道多少的帮助。
We have been helped so much.
我们得了达比不知道多少的帮助。
We have been greatly helped by Darby.
我们得威斯利约翰不知道多少的帮助。
We have been greatly helped by John Wesley.
Campbell Morgan 多少的帮助。
We have been greatly helped by Campbell Morgan.
你做成多少的帮助？
Watcher Nee.
王明道多少的帮助？
Witness Lee.
王明道，
So remember that all of these people helped us.
他们都解释什么？
They have all explained the Bible.
但是不要忘了，今天我们只遵守圣经。
But today, remember that we only keep the Bible.
让我们记得，什么时候一个宗教开始？
When does a religion get started?
什么时候一个犹太教形成？
When did Judaism come out?
犹太教的形成就是在马拉基书跟主耶稣诞生中间的结果。
Judaism was born in between Malachi and the 400 years before.
什么叫做宗教？
What is a religion?
神说话了，人也说话。
When God speaks, people also speak.
基督说话了，教会也说话。
When Christ speaks, the church also speaks.
你如果问基督的话，
If you ask the words of God,
玛利亚什么是升天？我说我不知道。
When did Mary ascend into heaven? I don't know.
如果你问教会，教会说我知道是哪一天升天的。
If you ask the church, they know what day Mary ascended.
所以明白吗？什么叫做到底在马拉基那个时候以色列的光景是什么样的光景？
So what was the condition of the Israelites in Malachi?
有一个问题很简单。
There's a very simple question.
什么叫做神学？
What is theology?
神说了，但是我解释神话。
If God speaks, we also explain the word of God.
神说话，我们也说话。
If God speaks, we also speak.
按理来讲，真正的神学是神说的，就是我们说的。
Theoretically, true theology is if God speaks, we say the
same thing. 我们不敢在神的话之外说任何的话。
We wouldn't dare to say anything beyond the word of God.
我们只能让圣经来解释神经。
We can only let the Bible explain the Bible.
所以加尔文说过一句很美丽的话。
So Calvin spoke a very beautiful word.
他最后晚年的时候，
in his late days,
他就感谢神。
He said, "Thank God."
我从来没有糟蹋过一段的圣经。
I have not.
我没有从来没有错误的解释另外一段的圣经。
I have not wrongfully interpreted any portion of the Bible.
他不敢这样说。
He did not dare do that.
所以你看见他读新约圣经每一卷都有注解。
So you see that he has a commentary for every book in the New Testament.
到启示录他就没有注解。
But he had no commentary for Revelation.
他怕他不小心把圣经解释错。
He feared that he would explain the Bible incorrectly.
加尔文不够勇敢。
Calvin did not
dare do that. 但是跟随加尔文的人比他更勇敢。
But those who followed Calvin had the boldness.
就发展出一道神学来。
And they started a system of theology.
你今天你不能不跟随。
And you have to follow it.
你如果说主耶稣怎样怎样，他不会跳起来。
And if you say that Jesus did this or that, they won't.
你如果说加尔文怎样怎样，他一定要跳起来。
But if you say that Calvin said this or that, they won't.
你说达比怎样，他要跳起来的。
And if you say Darby said this or that, they
will react. 你说怎样，他要跳起来的。
If you say Watson Nee said this or that, they will react.
明白吗，弟兄？现在问题就在这。
And that is the problem.
在主回来以
前。Before the Lord returns.
我们的犹太教终于形成。
We know that Judaism was finally brought forth.
这个是我们明白。
This is what we understand.
那因为这些人明白圣经。
And because these people understood the Bible.
他们组织了犹太教。
They organized Judaism.
所以不要忘，当主耶稣诞生的时候。
So when the Lord Jesus was born.
这些人都比主耶稣早一点生下来。
These people were born before him.
在那个时候，在他们手里已经把整个的犹太教组织起来。
They had already organized all of Judaism.
组织好，就这个整个的这个组织好像一个房子一样。
It is like a building.
好像圣殿一样。
It is like the temple.
那么盖圣殿不是每个人都可以盖的。
Not everyone can build a temple.
盖房子只有工程师可以盖啊。
Only the architect can build.
再盖房子只有专家可以盖啊。
Only the experts can build a house.
有的专家说这块石头要丢掉，没有用。
Some experts will say that a certain stone
should be thrown out. 有的说这块材料没有用，可以丢掉的。
And others say that this is useless, so we can throw it away.
所以你不是听见有一句话吗？
So don't you hear the words?
匠人所弃的石头已经成为头块的方角石。
The stone that the builders rejected has already become the chief cornerstone.
谁是匠人？
Who are the builders?
他们一定是犹太教的专家。
They must be Jewish experts.
他们知道怎么建造犹太教。
They know how to build Judaism.
他们觉得主耶稣完全外行。
They feel that Jesus is completely out.
他们懂得神学，主耶稣不懂得神学。
They understand theology, but Jesus does not.
他们懂得圣经和圣经的解释。
They understand the Bible and Bible interpretation.
这个主耶稣只知道圣经。
This Jesus only knows the Bible.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，所以在很多人眼光来看。
So in many people's eyes.
你是跟随专家，你还是跟随非专家？
Do you follow the experts or the false experts?
当他们说钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
When they say crucify him, crucify him.
很明显的，这就是匠人所弃的石头。
Clearly, this is the stone that the builders rejected.
你看这一段圣经是从诗篇一百十八篇出来的。
This verse came from Psalm 118.
大家还记得那段圣经吧？
Do you remember that passage?
当主耶稣唱这个诗篇的时候，
When Jesus sang this hymn,
多半是在逾越节时候唱的。
It was during Passover.
逾越节一开始大概从诗篇一百十三篇。
When Passover started, they would start with Psalm 113.
然后整个过程到了最后才唱一百十八篇。
And at the end, they would read Psalm 118.
所以大家还记得主耶稣和门徒唱的诗就从楼小楼里就出来。
So recall that when Jesus and his disciples had sung a hymn, they left it.
所以我们多半相信，当他唱一百十八篇，多半走在希伦溪谷上。
So we believe that whenJesus was singing Psalm 118, it was in the Kidron Valley.
那么他还记得里面有一句话，匠人所弃的石头已经成为头块的房角石。
And in that Psalm, there's a verse that says that the stone that their builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
那是个月亮的晚上。那是个月亮的晚上。
That was a moonlit night.
主耶稣和门徒唱那首诗。
So Jesus and his disciples sang that hymn.
那么那一段圣经有一个背景
and there is a background to the song
就是所罗门的时候他们盖圣殿
they built the temple during the time of Solomon
当然有在这个工厂上有很多匠人就是工程师啊伟大的建筑师
there were many builders and architects during that time
他们就发现一块石头
and they found a certain stone
他们觉得这个石头怎么摆在圣殿都摆不对的
they felt that there was no place for this stone
所以他们最后决定说
And eventually they decided
这块石头我们不能用
We can't use this stone
我们不能让它白白 在圣殿上面白占一个位置白占地图不可以
We can't let it take up space on the temple
所以他们就从圣殿山上就把那块石头就往山谷往下推下去
So they pushed that stone into the valley
所以那个石头慢慢的就跑跑跑跑就跑到希伦溪谷里面
So that stone fell into the Kidron Valley
等到他们要盖完圣殿的时候
But before they were finished building the temple
他们就怎么样都发现他们缺少一块石头
They realized that they were lacking in one stone
没有那块石头这个圣殿不完美
And without that stone the temple was incomplete
忽然间他们想
And then they suddenly remembered
好几年前我们不是觉得有一块石头一点用处也没有
Several years ago, did we not have a stone that we thought had no place for it?
到山谷里面去。
Did we not push it into the Kidron Valley?
也许那块石头就是最重要的石头。
Perhaps that stone is the most important stone.
终于，他们从山谷里面又找人把它推推推，再推到山顶上来。
And they found people to roll the stone back to the top of the mountain.
结果没有想到，就是那块石头。
And they didn't realize that it was the stone.
就是那块石头最后圣殿终于完成
And with that stone the temple was finally complete
请记得主耶稣走在希伦溪谷
So please remember the Lord Jesus was walking in the Kidron Valley
唱诗篇一百十八篇
They were singing Psalm 118
匠人所弃的石头要成为头块的房角石
The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone
没有多久他要到克西玛尼
And soon he would go to Gethsemane
再没有多久他就要到哥哥他山
And after that, he would be going to Golgotha.
他要听见人说，钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
He would hear people saying, "Crucify him, crucify him."
果然，那些犹太教的专家
，And indeed, the Jewish experts
把我们的主挂在十字架上。
They hung our Lord Jesus on the cross.
三天以后
，And 3 days later,
我们的神。把我们的主从死亡的幽谷里面推，一直推，叫他三天从死里复活。
Our God lifted him out of the valley of the shadow of death, and he rose from the dead.
所以彼得站起来说,
and Peter stood up and said,
你们这些匠人所弃的石头,
the stone that you builders rejected,
神已经使他成为头块的房角石。God
has already proclaimed him to be the chief
cornerstone.
And on Pentecost,
教会果然诞生,
the church was indeed born.
教会就是神的建筑。
And the church is the building of God.
谁是真正的专家?
Who is the true builder?
文士和法利赛说,
the scribes and the Pharisees said that we are experts.
这个人什么也不懂,
this person doesn't understand anything.
但是别忘记,
but remember that he is the chief cornerstone of the church.
这就是马拉基书。
This is Malachi.
所以当你读马拉基书的时候,
when you read Malachi,
神说话,
when God speaks, people also speak.
神说话是圣经,
God speaks, that is the Bible.
人说话是对圣经的解释,
people speak, and that is the interpretation of the Bible.
什么时候变成宗教呢?
And when does it become a religion?
就你觉得 人对圣经的解释,
when you think that people's interpretation of the Bible
is
equal to the Bible,
你结果就这么不知不觉的一个宗教就产生了。
And without realizing it, a religion is born.
你看现在有个聚会的地方,
you see that there is a meeting place.
现在有神迹,
there are church workers.
也有很多人一同来敬拜,
and there are people coming together to worship.
同时我们也有神学,
and we have theology.
我们可以说这是我们的信息,
you can say that this is our theology.
你相信你是在我们中间,
if you believe you are with us,
我们相信大家都要受浸,
we believe that everyone wants to be baptized.
如果不受浸, 你不可能和我们在一起,
if you are not baptized, you can't be with us.
所以他们在巴西有这么个笑话,
so they have this joke in Brazil.
有一个人是浸信会的,
there was one who was a Baptist.
他请了一个长老会的牧师来讲道,
he invited a Presbyterian minister.
那讲完道以后就开始吃灵圣餐,
and after the message, they started the communion.
那么弟兄姊妹很稀奇, 大家都是弟兄嘛,
interestingly, everyone should be brothers.
你既然请他来讲道,
and you invited him to speak,
你当然相信主借着他来说话,
of course you believe that God is speaking through him.
他当然是弟兄伯, 这你怎么会请他呢?
Of course he is brother, or why would you invite him? But no, during the breaking of bread,
根据信息会的规矩,
according to the rules of baptism,
你一定要受浸,
you must be baptized.
受浸是人浸到水里面, 不是两个指头浸到水里面。
And when you're baptized, it is not just your two fingers in the water, but your entire body. You know that many Presbyterian people are baptized by
spring.
So they go in with two feet and they come up. Go up with two fingers. But the Baptist, the entire body goes in.
所以很清楚的，一到了波饼的时候,
so during the breaking of bread,
我可以请你来讲道,
I can invite you to preach,
你不可以碰着的饼,
but you cannot touch the bread.
所以人就问他了,
and people ask him,
那你们是兄弟吗?
So are you brothers?
他是兄弟, 不过他是我的表兄弟,
we are brothers, but we are stepbrothers.
什么时候你有表兄弟?
When do you have cousins?
所以如果一定要受浸才能握饼,
if you must be baptized in order to break bread,
那主耶稣为什么对那个强盗说,
then why did Jesus say to the beggar,
我今日就和你一同在乐园,
today I will be with you in paradise.
那个人连受浸都没有受浸,
that person was not even baptized.
怎么能和主在乐园,
how could he be with Jesus in paradise?
主所接纳的, 为什么你没有接纳?
If God has accepted him, why did we not accept him?
你明白吗? 现在明白不明白?
Now do you understand?
现在到底是不是个宗教?
So is it a religion?
问题在哪里? 不只看你有没有个聚会,
you don't just look at whether you have a meeting,
不只看你有没有个讲台,
or if you still have a
meeting. 现在你请了个长老会的来讲道,
but now you invite a Presbyterian minister,
你应该和他一起拨饼才对,
you should break bread with him.
为什么他在门里, 你在门里, 他在门外?
So why are you within the door and why is he outside?
这就为什么许多时候住在门外,
and this is why many times the Lord is outside the door.
你把你弟兄关在门外,
you have closed your brother outside the door.
我们主说我和他是一起的,
and our Lord said that he is with him.
童子的心和父亲的心是相连的,
the heart of the son and of the father are connected.
浪子回家的时候,
when the prodigal son returned home,
父亲欢喜得不得了,
the father was very happy.
谁生气啊?
Who was mad?
长子。
The elderly son was angry.
幸好浪